One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a lot happening at the parish these days. Yesterday, we were all together, just a day ago, the Solemnity of All Saints, when we celebrated our feast day, that one day, by God's grace, we will be in heaven as saints with Him. Today, we celebrate All Souls Day, the day when we pray especially for our beloved departed who have gone forth to meet the Lord. And now, tomorrow, we celebrate Father Dan's anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of good things happening. And today in our gospel, we hear the word scriptures that is just perfect. We hear the fundamentals, back to the basics, but also the greatest calling we have: to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If we mess up the fundamentals, we mess everything up. If we don't have this down, there's nothing that can go right. We have to love the Lord our God with everything we are, and to love our neighbor as ourself. If we do just that, we're good. But there's a lot that follows off from that, getting into the nitty-gritty details. Our call to be saints is ultimately just that: to love God with everything and to love our neighbor as ourself. That's all that being a saint is. And then All Souls Day, St. John of the Cross says, "At the twilight of our life, we will be judged on love alone." On our judgment day, when we meet the Lord, the criteria he will test us with is: did you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? After that, did you love your neighbor as yourself? First of all, did you love the one you were consecrated to? For those who are priests, your flock; for those who are religious sisters, your community; and then those you serve. Those who are married, first of all, you'll be judged on how did you love your spouse. Following that, the fruit of your consecration: how did you love your children? And after that, everyone else, your friends, the rest of your family, those you work with, and including those you will live with in our nation. This is a subsection of the people we're called to love with, but very real. How have we loved our nation as ourself? We're all well aware, Election Day is this coming week. And as we go forward into this, we go forward in peace, but more than anything, we go forward in charity. Our call to love others includes our nation. We have to love our neighbor as ourself, and love is willing the good of the other. For our nation, that means willing the common good for all we share this country with. And we go about that in a bad way, or we can choose to go about this in a healthy way. As we approach this, we have to ask the question: what is the good we are asked to pursue this week for our country? The basics are: we are called to vote. That is loving our neighbor as ourselves this week. We're called to go out and cast the voice we have been given, by our ballot. That is the basic standard, what we're all called to do. Is there more we are called to do? Possibly. Maybe some of us here are called to run for office. Probably not in the next few days, but in the future, maybe. Maybe some of us are called to do more and go out and take a stand, take a voice. Absolutely. But this has to be done healthily. This has to be done in charity. Our call is to love God and to love neighbor. And in pursuing the good for our country, it's possible to watch the news and want to be healthily informed and love for our neighbor, but we can also be unhealthily informed for our neighbor. If we start watching the news 3 hours a day, that's not done out of charity for our neighbor. That's done out of just kind of a distraction at that point. If we start getting so caught up, we start losing our peace, we're probably losing our focus on wanting to do this for charity for our neighbor. Let us check our hearts and recognize our love for our country is a good thing, but it can be done in a way that's distracted. No, we're not called to be ostriches that dick our hand under the sand. At the same point, we're not called to be obsessed, and that's all we're focused on this week. We have to have a healthy engagement, which means charity in a healthy way. At the end of our lives, we will be judged on love alone. Love for our God, first of all, then for those we're consecrated to, our spouse, our children, and then everyone else. This week, we have a particular call to love our neighbor in loving our country. Let us do that by God's grace well. At the end of our lives, this week, we'll have a very, very small chapter, but a very real chapter. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to rise up and to love, to be saints the way he has called us to this week.